Welcome to Happy Hour.
Definitely Dynamite. Let's rock again. All right.
I jump his bones.
Yeah, she's tripping Jack Daniels. It all rules. All that shit rules.
Run back my cart, drink a few beers, and puke on some unsuspecting victims.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's right. Welcome back to another Happy Hour. This is Happy Hour number 4.
I'm so fucking happy.
Rock and roll and vinyl-related games and trivia. Plus, AD has culled from his vast record collection a fun track to play at the end of the show as well. What's up, AD Adams?
How you doing? I'm fine. Well, I'm not so fine.
Do you even want to go into Saturday night's events?
Knocked myself out again.
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 I understand the paramedics were called.
Yeah, the paramedics were called. I took a pretty bad fall on concrete and learned that my head is pretty hard.
Yeah.
My skin is not. I was cut. No. We got a bleeder, so I was bleeding all over the place.
Did you have a head wound or was it?
Head wound and an elbow wound, and my back hurts like crazy.
Let's get you some beers.
Oh, I'm working on that right now. It goes well with my medication. Yeah.
Medication, oh dear Lord.
The KO part was the hard part. I guarantee. I was just like... I don't remember Saturday at all.
Awesome.
I do.
Wow, Liz was there.
Liz was there. She saw the whole
thing. Welcome, Liz Morgan, running the controls tonight. What's up?
Hey, nothing wrong.
So you were there.
Yes,
and
I played nurse.
What happened?
We had a few fireball shots.
Oh, dear Lord.
Getting ready to leave, and it was
that
just
had
one of those.
To do with it.
No, it didn't. It was just one of those, you know, going for a hug goodbye, and a friend of AD's, and they just went down.
Okay. Yeah,
really
wow.
Hard.
Inside or outside? In the parking lot?
Inside.
You're looking at me. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I'm directing
know.
My question
he
now from, to Liz from now on. Oh, my
was
God.
Knocked out.
Wow, knocked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Rachel thought I was dead. She
yeah,
was crying.
Rachel,
she thought
was
I was
crying
gone.
And,
really?
And
wow.
Holding his head in her hands, and, you know, and I was over there trying to get him to wake up, and blood was all over. We were covered in blood.
Holy shnikes, you guys.
Holy yeah. Murder scene. Well, wow. OJ's out.
Yeah.
OJ gotcha.
Yeah. Woo.
All right.
That
well,
didn't take no time.
But you're feeling better on the
mend. I'm a little sluggish, man.
Tonight I'm going to whoop your ass in trivia.
I'll get super smart. Watch. I'll get all savant. It'll be awesome.
Oh, boy. That'd be great.
Just
keep saying, remember.
Every time we record one of these, you're going to concuss yourself to win the beat.
Yeah, whatever I got to do.
Also, Liz running the controls, but she's also brought with her that cantankerous, slutty sister of Hal 5000. That's what? Sally. Sal 5000.
Don't play with that. You'll go blind.
Hey, take it easy. AD, hey. It's AD. He's looking at his scab on his elbow.
Hand me my glasses. I can see it better, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, speaking of the games that we're going to be playing here, tonight we've got another riveting version of Overboard. It's my turn to pick the records.
Ooh, good one.
Overboard, of course, is when we have three records, and you've got to kick one off of the ship. You'll never hear it again. And that's the game of Overboard. Tonight's theme is bridge and tunnel bands.
Okay.
Bands from Long Island.
Okay.
And this, not necessarily Manhattan,
right?
But like the surrounding.
Boroughs, sure.
Yeah, so I got three bands from that area. And it's your guys' job to throw one of them off, never to be heard from again, into the briny deep, into Davy Jones's locker.
Hmm. Yikes.
Yeah.
It's always tough.
Or and, you. I can throw you overboard.
Or me. No, yeah. I'm heavier than the
record.
Yeah,
we never
thought
about that. Can we jettison one of the crew?
Well, that would be murder.
Keep the vinyl.
Murder.
Murder in the first degree.
And price hike, right, AD? It's your turn.
Price hike ready to go. What we do with price hike is we have three albums. You have to select in order, cheapest to most expensive, the cost. Now, Ryan does his a little different than me. You include the price of shipping. I don't. I round up to the nearest dollar, and I take the average price in very good condition, mm-hmm. both the media and the jacket. That's my criteria for that.
Right.
And then you have to guess the order, lowest to highest price.
Right.
From price hike, if you can get past that horrendous yodeling.
Yes. Just like the old, in case anybody was wondering why there's yodeling while we pick, it's the old Price is Right game.
Yes.
It's there in the Alps or in the Swiss Alps. Yes. Yeah, that's what it's patterned after.
Mechanical Swiss Alpsman is climbing the...
And Liz is going to get us through some trivia tonight. Rock and roll. Liz is a luscious Liz rock and roll quiz. Yeah. I am undefeated. I'm just going to say that right now, but AD may,
AD suddenly so smart
with his concussion, may take
knock on the head.
You just watch. I know everything now.
And last time we did a happy hour, we got a lot of great feedback from one of the new games that we launched, and that, of course, is Heap or Poe. It's back again tonight. And if you're just joining the happy hour crew down here at the Shab, well, Heap or Poe is where I'm going to take a little bit of lyric, and you were to guess whether that is the famous Uriah Heep band, or if that is a little snippet from a poem by Edgar Allan Poe.
Both so epic.
Yes,
and
we'll have five of those tonight. I think we did six last time, but we could do six. I guess if there's a tiebreaker,
sure.
I think that's.
Sure.
I don't know. We should do five. So there's.
You can't
so there's
really
not
tie with five.
And we'd like to welcome my friend Rich from high school, way back in the day.
Really,
Rich is here. He's sitting in. Huh?
I wasn't sure you guys. I've met Rich before, but I wasn't sure of the lineage there.
Yeah,
how you
back
knew
in
each
high
other.
School days.
So you're from Virginia as well.
Maryland.
So his older brother, my older brother, him and me were like four years separating all of us or something to
right.
that effect.
So how did you get to Phoenix then?
I'm Rich. Just out here for a job, doing some work, and then I'm going back.
Oh, you're visiting?
Yeah.
Oh, got it, got it.
So
okay.
Just hanging out.
I met you at the Phoenix Film Festival years ago, and I took pictures of the band.
That's where I remember you from. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Wow, that was a long
time ago. So, we should get you in on the games here, the Heap or Poe. I'd love to hear your takes on those.
And, yes.
Being from Maryland and Edgar Allan Poe from Baltimore.
Yeah,
there you go.
Ooh, yeah.
So, yeah, and AD's got his fun track. He's got a record from his collection that he's going to spin.
It's a bit of fun. It's an awfully bit of fun.
We're going to get to all of that right after we say a big shout out to our good friends over at nameonanything.com. Do you have one? Do you have a live read?
I could use a helmet.
Okay.
With my name on it.
Yes.
That's all I want.
You need a drinking helmet.
I need a drinking helmet from nameonanything.com. I'll put my band logo, all of my band logos on them, my sponsors.
TGS Drums.
TGS Drums, Vicford Drums. They go all
Feisty
in my
sponsors.
Yeah, all my sponsors and all, you know, all that. And my name on the front of it. At nameonanything.com.
They can
drinking helmets.
Print up anything under the sun. That's where they get their name, after all. Name on anything. Okay. Any kind of shirts, hats, buttons. I'm just looking around the room.
Suits of armor.
Helmets.
Suits of armor, helmets, yeah. Yes. And it might reshape your head, one of those kind of baby helmets, you know, that they put under reshape.
I bet they have those there.
They probably have those.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to label that. You'd hate to get somebody else's.
If you have twins,
shape.
You got to put one. Yeah, exactly. So go on over to nameonanything.com and shop away over there. Put an order together using your own logo. Or have them design a logo for you. They'll do it all over there. You'll save 10% if you mention that you heard about them through the Shabby Road Record Show. So go on over there today.
Yeah.
There we
10%,
go.
That's almost like $500.
That's like going to be $500.
At least.
Even if you spent $5, you save $500.
50% of that is like $500 to do the fucking math.
You get money back.
Right, yeah.
Cool.
I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
Last thing I remember. Yep. Yeah. My math.
Yep.
So I was taught.
Yep.
All right. Well, shall we get cracking on the first game? Oh, we have Overboard. Liz, if you please.
It's time to play Overboard.
Well, as we sail through the North Atlantic, A.D. Adams.
Iceberg, sir. Iceberg.
I have brought with me some records from the New York area to take over to London town.
Of course.
but we're taking on water, as you could hear it. There's waves crashing inside of the cabin.
The crew is nervous, sir. The crew is quite nervous.
Yes, we've hit an iceberg. So, yes, tonight's theme is Bridge and Tunnel. And, of course, your job, AD, Rich, Liz, and you guys playing at home. And please let us know via our social media outlets where your votes lie. And that's, of course, on Facebook and Twitter at Shabby Podcast. Bridge and Tunnel. So first stop along the way. Tell me where this band is from. I want to say Long Island, but certainly a New York band. First record, at risk of being jettisoned to keep us from sinking in the North Atlantic, is Under the Blade from Twisted Sister.
Twisted fucking Sister.
Twisted fucking Sister. So there it is. This is their major label debut, sort of. I think isn't this was like an import from England. So
it sold better after their MTV thing.
Right.
People went back and rebought it.
Yeah, nobody really bought it back when it came out. But after they made it, of course, it gets a re-release.
Rocks. I like that one.
This is a good one. I think this is one, if not the best.
I would say.
And, you know, Stay Hungry is a good record.
I like Stay Hungry. That's underrated.
Yeah. I think that's where I'd rank them. I'd put maybe Under the Blade, then I'd put Stay Hungry, then I'd put You Can't Kill Rock and Roll. And Come Out and Play doesn't even rank.
No, that's pretty bad.
Because it is rank.
It's pretty bad.
Liz, have you heard this record?
What's on?
Well, you got the great song Shoot 'Em Down. I always loved Shoot 'Em Down.
Anthem, rock anthem right there.
The title track, Under the Blade. Destroyer. Sin After Sin, Day of the Rocker. Bad Boys of Rock and Roll.
I don't think I've heard this
What
song.
You Don't Know. Yeah, that's a great... Oh, such a good record. Yeah. Solid all the way through. Rich, if you want to kind of take a look at that. Rich, are you familiar with Twisted Sister?
Not much.
Not much. Okay. He's jettisoning and probably going to throw that one off.
You've
all
never
right.
been to Rochester.
You didn't grow up in Rochester. Another Bridge and Tunnel crowd. I believe this is definitely a Long Island band, if I'm not mistaken. I've got From Rats to Riches. That is the Good Rats.
Oh.
A shabby favorite.
Oh, yes, indeed.
This was brought to us from Mikey Bones on that faithful tour that we were on, and we just listened to the Good Rats for all night long, and it all started with him singing, You Never Heard Taking It to Detroit. That's such a great song. Track one, side one.
Yeah.
This is the Start Here record for the Good Rats?
Yeah. Oh, he looked at me like I was a... I mean, you're from... Hey, Dave, you're from the East. You never heard of the Good Rats? How many times have you been to New York? You never heard of the Good Rats?
He was so offended.
He was really bummed out.
So we played Taking It to Detroit on the show.
Uh-huh.
Also played Cuckoo Coo Blues. I believe Mikey played that.
Mikey picked that one, yep.
But, man, this whole thing. Just Found Me a Lady. Mr. Mechanic. Dear Sir, Let Me.
Oh.
And these epic beards on the cover. It looks totally modern now.
I was going to say, you could put that out right now and they'd be totally hip.
Yeah, just change the font and then use the same picture.
Yeah.
So Good Rats from Rats to Riches. Liz, do you have this record?
No, I don't have any Good Rats records.
Okay, now I know what to get you. All right, so far we've got, if you're keeping, if you're keeping score, we've got Under the Blade from Twisted Sister, Good Rats from Rats to Riches. And the third and final record up for potential jettisoning is another Bridge and Tunnel band from the New York area. Of course, it's Blue Oyster Cult.
Okay, then.
Blue Oyster Cult, Secret Treaties.
Ooh, now I know that's your favorite.
I thought it might, because if I put Tyranny and Mutation in the jettisoning box, Overboard box tonight, you would never pick it against those. So I had to choose a different Blue Oyster Cult record to see if I could get you to toss a Blue Oyster Cult record off here.
Okay.
So there we go. Of course, Secret Treaties, as AD just said, is my favorite Blue Oyster Cult record because of every song is fantastic on it. You've got Career of Evil. You got Dominance and Submission. You got ME-262. The hits go on.
Yep.
Harvester of Eyes. And quite possibly the best 1-2 punch ending of a record, save for AC/DC's Power Age and New York Dolls Too Much Too Soon. Flaming Telepaths and Astronomy.
That's a pretty good wall of it there. Hell of a dismount, Olga.
That is a good question for, like, what are the, like, everybody thinks of starters. Like, what's the best 1-2 punch, side one, track one and two? But it's a fun conversation to think of. Very rarely do albums end with a 1-2 punch.
You hear that record that you're holding in your hand right now, and you're kicking back, right?
Yeah.
And the last song, and all you hear is the tone arm of the record player lifting up. And then there's silence, and you just sit there and go, God damn, that was good. Don't you?
Yes.
It's like, oh.
Yes.
Fuck, you're just like, I'm going to hear that again.
And for that reason, it's my favorite. Yeah,
that's a great record.
Not a bad song on it. It's a Start Here record. I mean, Tyranny Mutation, you like. It's the record prior to this one in 72.
I love their first one. All three from their Black and White period are monsters.
Yeah.
Sure. So I'll hand this over to Rich. And I'll ask you, Rich, do you have a preference on which one of those three would you throw overboard?
I have some personal vendetta.
A personal vendetta?
For a radio station in San Diego, and Blue Oyster Cult was one of the bands performing.
You had a run-in with Blue Oyster Cult?
I did.
Okay.
I think the Blue Oyster Cult fans...
Here, come over here.
Yeah, yeah, just in case we can't... The oceans are very... It's a rough sea tonight, so I...
I've been a Blue Oyster Cult fan since about 1975. My buddy gave me On Your Feet or On Your Knees to listen to. And just, I became a huge Cult fan. And then I had a chance to meet Eric Bloom and Buck Dharma.
Wow, awesome.
And I said, hey, I've got a guitar here. It's the guitar we use at the radio station when we have guests come into play.
Yeah.
It's the one we use to check it out before the guest actually comes on stage. Could I get you guys to sign it?
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers wouldn't sign my guitar.
Ooh. Oh.
So I have not played a Blue Oyster Cult song in 3 years.
Uh-oh, I feel it coming, Rich.
I'm ready to eject these guys.
Oh, wow. Rich angrily throws Blue Oyster Cult into the drink.
He spiked them into the, from the top of the key. Holy shit.
He leaned over the railing of the boat. We almost all went off.
Wow. I don't believe a record has ever been tossed
so violently.
Vehemently.
So, Blue Oyster Cult then?
Yeah, you think?
Woo.
I'm exhausted.
Yes.
I need a nap.
Okay, Liz Morgan, Twisted Sister, Good Rats, or Blue Oyster Cult?
Well, as we have established, I have not heard the Twisted Sister, and I do not have the Good Rats.
Okay.
I do, however, have all three of the Black and Whites of BOC.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to say BOC because... I want the other two.
Wow, two Blue Oyster Cults?
I am.
You're throwing that? I didn't see that coming.
I know. Didn't either.
I know, but
wow.
I want to listen to something new.
Okay, she likes going for the new
okay.
stuff.
Okay, all right.
She's got a wandering eye, AD.
This is exhausting, Captain. She's barely keeping afloat. This is. Well, I'm going to say right off the bat, I got to have all three of the Black and White albums and the live. So
Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, I'm not getting rid of any Blue Oyster Cult anytime soon. Anything after that, I don't need. I'm fine with it.
I will agree with you.
Okay.
So Blue Oyster Cult on both our end is saying we are both keeping it from Rich and Liz.
Now, you talk about Good Ritz or Twisted... Good Ritz.
That was a delicious cracker.
Yes, it was.
I'm still delirious.
You're still a cool.
Dude, I was out cold 2 nights ago.
You're a little concussed still.
Yeah, I am. I'm hearing weird flanging. I would... if I had Good Rats or Twisted Sister to choose, there's hands down. I would have to toss Twisted Sister over the drink. Great album.
Of course.
And I think their best album. But I'm not giving up any Good Rats. Too much sentimental value for me right now.
I have to say
in that sense, I want to hold on to that
for my choice, begrudgingly, because I do love Under the Blade. Yeah. I am gonna have to throw Under the Blade into the drink.
All right, we agree. Right. I think for one of the first times.
Yeah, that's rare. One of the reasons why is because a lot of the best songs on that Under the Blade, I've got this really cool bootleg. Where they're playing in Rochester.
Oh,
it's on the Stay Hungry tour.
Yes, yes.
I think it's called Twist of the Wrist or Flick of the Wrist or something like that. It's really cool. If you guys can probably find it online somewhere, it's a really cool bootleg. It sounds great. It's definitely a pro recording off the board and stuff. And actually, probably used for a radio broadcast because it's got a few overdubs in the vocal department. But
Kiss Alive.
But you get you get all the highlights of Under the Blade in that set, so I can live with that because I'm not losing that Good Rats.
Yeah, I just can't,
taking
I can't
it to Detroit.
Right
I'm not losing. No. That's their best album to me. Is from Rats to Riches.
And then again, it's very sentimental as well. On top of what you said,
right.
Yes, and the sentimental value about that I've become so attached to that band.
Right. Well, now since we've throwing the records off. Notice that it's smooth sailing now.
Oh, phew.
The seas have calmed.
Seeing the funny papers, Titanic.
We managed to save ourselves from shipwreck once again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know which one of those three you would throw off the edge. Maybe all three. I've heard some of our Shabby Academy say, all three of those fuckers go.
Your record sucks.
So just let us know. You can also hit us up on an email thing, too, shabbyroadshow@yahoo.com if you don't do the social media thing. All right, AD, I think it's your turn, man, for a little price hike. Liz,
price hike ready to go here.
Please.
Attention shoppers. It's time to play Price Hike.
You betcha. That game where we decide the order of value of the records. Now, to do so, I think we explained a little bit earlier. I got on Discogs and I find the average price of a copy of this album. Now, these aren't necessarily in that condition, but I took the average price of a very good condition media and jacket, took the average price of that, rounded it up to the nearest dollar. So it was $14.98. It's $15. Also, I did not include shipping. So this is the price
I always
do. I know. I don't know why you do that.
I wanted to see what it costs to get it to the door of Shabby Road.
I know. Well, I don't care where they're coming from. I'm just like, I imagine I get to push a button.
Well, you can't put a one that's being shipped from Germany in there because it's going to be way too expensive.
Right.
So that's why I do the shipping. It's got to be at least it's shipping from the U.S. because usually it's pretty similar in price. Yes, and I mean,
okay. So
you're confusing him.
So what? Maybe I'm not that smart. Maybe I knocked the rest of the smarts out of me. So what? I've got three. I got here.
There weren't any left.
Three records, Ryan. Your job is to put them in order, left to right, cheapest to most expensive, according to my figures that I just read out. Now, what we have here are this is going to be hard to get out from 1978, Funkadelic's One Nation, Under a Groove, original gatefold release on Warner Brothers.
Okay, that's going to fetch a high dollar.
Featuring, of course, that basically it's Parliament as well, and it's James Brown's band. He's got Bootsy Collins, Gary Scheider, he's got Bernie Worrell playing. So it's essentially that all those funk all-stars.
Wow, okay.
Classic funk. Now, this is released the exact same time they put Parliament put out Motor Booty Affair on Casablanca. This is on Warner Brothers.
So that is interesting in 78 because Casablanca and Warner Brothers had a pretty bad falling out, if I'm not mistaken, in the early.
But George Clinton had Parliament with Casablanca. He had Funkadelic with Warner.
Weird. That is so weird.
And it was the same guys, essentially.
Wow, that is a strange relationship.
Brilliant. So there's that one, okay? That's you maybe kind of start thinking about what you think that one might run.
That's an expensive record. You see that floating around? I mean, I don't know. You'll have the final answer, but I'm going to guess that is in at least the $20 to $30 range.
And it's,
if not more.
And add this one to that range as well. Captain Beyond, self-titled original.
Is that the
hologram? You betcha it is.
Okay, now this one's up there as well. Okay.
Featuring, of course, Rod Evans, a former vocalist of Deep Purple, and Bobby Caldwell, the drummer who almost was lucky enough to play with Ryan McKay's newly formed Captain Beyond.
He was damn close.
See how I did that?
Bobby's a great dude. Shout out to Bobby over
maybe
there
let
in
him
Florida.
Play, maybe you'll let him play in a new Captain Beyond if he's lucky.
Yeah, the one that we're forming.
Yeah, right. And, of course, Rhino Reinhardt and Lee Dorman from the Iron Butterfly.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a power-packed, a superstar group.
A fantastic record that everyone should own. A couple songs have been played off that record on the show, if I'm not mistaken.
1972 Capricorn Records. So this
interesting.
Is,
obviously, I guess it's lenticular is the official terminology for the cover.
So.
It's hologram if you move it in the light.
They call it 3D hologram, 3D, yeah. You know, a different one. But original release, 1972. Wow, so
that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Very good condition all around.
You
okay.
Have that?
Yes, I do.
Liz, you have this cover?
Yes, I
wow.
do.
Wow. This one is going to be the kicker, Ryan, because this is going to throw you. I have in my little box here. Now, this is in bad shape, but remember, the hypothetical is it's very good shape. Gallagher's demo pressing of his first album.
Gallagher, the dude that smashes watermelons?
Yes, indeed. Ryan McKay. Gallagher, the comedian.
I don't know anything about this record.
It's his debut release in promo pack form, including a promo picture and a bio. It's a folds out like a folder.
It's completely intact. We've got an 8x10. He's wearing a John Travolta suit and roller skates.
You betcha he is, right? That, Ryan, I acquired when Monarch played the Billboard Magazine New Music Seminar in 1980. It was an annual event, and Ted Nugent was the guest speaker. It included acts, the Bus Boys, Gallagher, and some other band that ended up making it huge. Monarch never played Jack Utzik, our manager, got really drunk and hit on some bigwig's chick, and almost there was pretty much a fight, almost fisticuffs going on, and he got so hammered, they were running a little behind, and he goes, "My band's not going to play because you're running late." We're like, "Dude, really? Like, really?
What?"
So we never played.
Wow,
that's where I got that record. So. That's on United Artists, 1980. It is in demo form, Ryan, promo form. So why don't you clear a spot off there on your...
I got
your,
my stand here.
Okay, great. So, Ryan, I'm going to say... I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1, go. And when I do that, Liz, we start the timer. Ryan, you've got 30 seconds to put these in the proper order. Left to right, cheapest to most expensive.
Okay, well, I don't know anything about the Gallagher, because that is a wild card. I can ballpark the other two, but I have no idea if this is worth $560 or $5.60.
I giggled with Schoolgirl Delight when I saw that record. I go, that's going to throw the wrench in anybody's machinery.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Thank you very much. The records have nothing to do with each other at all. My theme is there is no theme. All right, so I'm going to count it down, Liz. Okay? Yeah. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, I'm going Gallagher, lowest, Captain Beyond, middle, Funkadelic, most expensive.
Final answer?
Yes.
Nope. Try it again, Ryan.
Shit. All right, I'll try. Gallagher, Funkadelic, Captain Beyond.
No, Ryan, try it again.
Damn it. Captain Beyond, Funkadelic, Gallagher.
One, try it again, Ryan.
No, Jesus Christ.
Oh, and we're out of time.
Are we out of time? We have to be out of time.
Right?
Captain Beyond, Gallagher, Funkadelic.
No, Ryan, try again.
I lost.
That's it.
All right, Ryan, why don't you put Funkadelic first?
First?
All the way to
really?
The left at $18.
Wow.
$18. Okay, that's a good deal on that. I've seen it 25, 30.
Yeah, you can find it there, and there were more expensive copies. I don't know why. So you can say Funkadelic at $18, Captain Beyond at $23, and Gallagher at $25.
Oh my God,
$25,
dude! It's
who would pay that?
I got it free.
Is this going to be our fun track for the evening?
Oh God, no. We could.
Oh, right on. Wow.
Well, that was a blast. That was fun, huh? That's a hard game.
That was a hard game. I did good last time when I played Price Hike. I think it was me that picked the records, and you nailed it the first time, I think.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the time before that, I think I might have nailed it, too. So we had a good run of Price Hike, but those days seem to be over.
Yeah. Well, that thing is, you know, like with if there's a theme, I think, with those, it's easier to tell.
Yeah,
like, you know, double live albums
random.
Or this or that. Yeah, I really wanted to make it so that it was so completely out there, not associated at all. And then that I just happened to like kind of be thumbing through my albums. I went, "Oh, this is good." And I had no idea what it's worth. It could have been worth $2 $2 or $200. I had no idea.
$25 though for that Gallagher.
$25.
Well, Liz just handed me the little cards to draw which questions we're going to be pulling out for Luscious Liz's rock and roll quiz. Go ahead, Liz.
The Luscious Liz.
Damn.
Rock and roll quiz.
All right, I'm pulling out three numbers.
Yes.
And AD, you will be doing the same. Here comes the box O. Box O. I'll just hand it to Rich.
Yeah.
You're concussed. That could end badly.
You hear this? Oh, he's down again.
He's down again.
I mean, share.
Who has two concussions in 1 week?
AD Adam.
All right. Liz, while
Johnny Appleseed.
All right. That's what you told the paramedics your name was?
Yeah, they asked me what my name was. Apparently, I said my name was Johnny fucking Appleseed.
Oh, my God.
Johnny motherfucking Appleseed.
Oh, my God.
I took a whack to the head.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
While he's picking his numbers, Liz, I'll read mine.
Okay.
41.
Oop.
71. Okay. And 98.
Okay.
I got 23.
Wait a minute.
Oops.
Wait a minute, AD.
Okay, 23.
23. 69.
Of course.
Oh, geez.
And 60.
Please let that question be about Ted Nugent or Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
69.
Okay, and I have number 26.
Okay, so here we go. Best of whoever gets it's seven total questions, so the best of seven.
Okay.
And we're writing down our answers, right, AD?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
First question. Who reunited in 1981 for the concert in Central Park, which attracted more than 500,000
music fans?
I
don't think any of us need to even write this down because we both know it, yeah? Oh, wait, you're concussing.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes, Simon and Garfunkel.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Ding, 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 ding. That's how smart I get.
I know you're going to nail it. Seven questions, right? Simon and
Garfunkel. I can tell you the track listings.
Well,
on the Double Live album.
Wow.
What did they open with?
I have no idea.
Okay. Johnny fucking Appleseed.
Johnny fucking Appleseed.
Yeah. That'll be my answer. All my answers, all seven.
All right, call the paramedics back here.
Okay, question two. What jazz trumpeter was dubbed the Prince of Darkness?
Interesting. There can only be one in my mind that would fit that. You ready, AD?
Yeah.
I had Miles Davis.
Correct.
Miles Davis.
All right. Ooh, two for two.
AD got smart.
I'm giving you that 100-mile stare.
Yeah. He lacked his heroin. He was strung out. Heroin.
AD got smart. All right. Question three. What was the name of the singer with 70s funk band Wild Cherry?
The name of the singer?
Johnny motherfucking.
Oh, shit.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Rufus something?
I wrote eight off the floor.
Nope.
He should at least. See, Johnny fucking Appleseed was better.
Colored the floor red.
So he's not some dude named Rufus.
No.
All right.
Robert Parisi.
Okay.
Oh.
You could have just made that up and I couldn't have. I would have agreed. No.
Question four. Which rock band's first hit was Whiskey in a Jar?
I think we both know that one, right?
Mm, yep.
Yeah, it's Thin Lizzy. Tin Lizzy.
Sir, a laddie.
Laddie.
Get off of fella.
All right. Okay. So far, it scores 3-3
mm-hmm.
with three to go.
80's favorite question, number 69.
Oh, this is... Let's see what this is.
What was Beatle John Lennon's middle name?
Oh, I got that.
Not too many people know.
I don't know, and I'm guessing... What is it, AD?
Winston.
Yes.
I put Robert.
Winston after Winston Churchill.
Really?
Yes.
Or the AD cigarette.
AD has taken the lead.
After Winston Churchill.
That has never been said in the history of the show.
Usually around this point in the game, I say, AD, you cannot win.
AD has taken a tumble. Usually,
my God.
That shit goes.
He is a savant.
I am. Yay.
What is this? One person clapping there. Sally.
All right.
That was a pity clap from Sally. I'll take one of those beers, AD, while you're in there. It's happy hour, after all. I guess I'm...
Yeah, I'll take a beer.
Oh, keep them coming.
Yeah.
Hot damn.
We have a fridge in here, but we use a cooler.
I don't know what's going on.
Why is that?
Things don't make sense in here. It's like fucking Thunderdome.
Somebody open for me, please.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Twist offs.
I know, but...
Twist offs.
Thank you.
Good girl hands.
She's got dainty lady hands.
Dainty little lady hands.
All right. Question number six.
Six.
Who was the youngest Beatle?
I think I know this.
Oh, Beatle questions, huh? You know, they're murderers.
That's right.
I know. We haven't talked about that in a long time.
The murderous Beatles.
All right.
Our live Tailgate Live listeners would remember that.
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
George Harrison.
I said George Harrison.
Oh, you're both right.
Oh, God, I got to get this last one. You got to miss it. Otherwise, you beat me.
Yeah.
That's a first. Oh, my God. You know what it is? It's that my overconfidence.
You're feeling the pressure.
Yeah, I'm sweating over here.
I can tell.
My overconfidence has got me. Bit me in the ass.
Okay, last question.
My overconsumption does that usually.
Yeah, ready?
And this is a lyrics challenge.
Oh, fucking jeez.
What song is this from?
Edie always gets these and I always miss them.
Don't let me hear you say, life's taken you nowhere. Angel, come on, come get up, my baby.
Oh, I know it.
I don't know it.
Yay. Sing it.
I'm so happy.
Say it again, please.
Don't let me hear you say, life's taken you nowhere. Angel, come get up, my baby.
I don't know. Okay, what is it?
David Bowie's Golden Years. Don't let me say you thinking you know where.
Shit.
Hey, guess who won that one?
I put Tower by Angel.
That's a good one.
My God, AD, you have beaten me. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. Oh, we got one wrong, too. I believe that's a record.
6 out of 7. Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh, hit me in the head again.
Wow.
How fucking smart I am now.
That is insanity.
Oh, I don't get it.
Congratulations. That's amazing. I'm proud of you.
You should get hit on the head more often.
Well, yeah. He's going to concuss himself next time we do this show here.
I need a conk on the bean every once in a while, don't I?
Dear Shabby Academy, all of our faithful listeners out there, let us know how you did on the Shabby Trivia. Did you beat AD and get 7 out of 7? Or are you down in the doldrums with me? What did I missed 3, so 4 out of 7. A sad, sad day in Mudville over here on the black side of
it. Still a winner on a usual day for me, though.
That's right. It's still, yeah, usually would have been.
You missed David Bowie lyrics.
I missed 2 David Bowie lyrics.
That's twice you've missed Bowie lyrics.
Because you had a lyric from Rock and Roll Suicide, and I called it time.
It was time. Yep.
You were all, the lyric is Time Takes a Cigarette, and I'm like, oh, it's Time by David Bowie.
Boom. It's easy to do.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
Bowie is upset with you.
All right. Well, now it's time to play a game that's sweeping the nation, AD. It's
apparently.
Sweeping the podcasting community. It is Heap or Poe.
Is it Uriah Heap? Or is it Edgar Allan Poe?
Quoth the raven, nevermore.
Yes, as we hear the strains of Bird of Prey and little quotes from the Raven from Edgar Allan Poe, it's Heap or Poe.
Heap or freaking Poe.
I am just going to read a little snippet of a lyric or part of a poem from Edgar Allan Poe. And you're going to tell us, is that a Uriah Heap lyric or is that a poem from Edgar Allan Poe? And I'm going to do 5. And Rich, you want to play as well?
I'll give it a try. I think my Orioles had one, so I can channel Baltimore.
All right. And Edgar Allan Poe is from Baltimore.
That's correct.
And I believe, when was it he was writing in the late 1800s, yeah?
Yes.
He was with the Mets, I think, at the time.
He was third base.
Shortstop, yeah.
He was shortstop. Yeah. Meet the Mets, Edgar Allan Poe. First base. Poe.
Never ball.
Second base, Poe. Third base, Poe. All right.
Bugs Bunny. All right.
All right, you ready for the first one?
Yes.
Liz, you ready? Okay, here comes the first one. Heap, is it Uriah Heap or is it Edgar Allan Poe? Sail down the stream, such a beautiful dream, never stopping, never touching anything, till dawn awakes you with the breath of spring. Is that Heap or Poe? A.D. Adams.
That's Heap.
Rich.
I'm going to go with A.D. and say the Heap.
Liz.
I have to say that's Heap.
From Beautiful Dream on the album Return to Fantasy, that is Uriah Heap. That is a score for each of y'all. So
that was too happy for
Rich
Poe.
And A.D. and Liz, 1-1-1. All right, ready for the number 2.
These are hard. They always are. It's so gothically cool.
Evil things in robes of sorrow assailed in the monarch's high estate. Is that Heap or Poe AD?
It's impossible. I don't know. Oh, that's Heap.
We have one Heap. Rich, is that Heap or Poe?
I'll stick with AD because he knows Uriah Heap better than I do.
Heap and Heap, Liz. Evil things in robes of sorrow assailed the monarch's high estate.
I'm going to say Poe.
Evil things.
You could sing.
Wings of sorrow
assailed the monarch's high estate.
Right.
The Haunted Palace is a poem from Edgar Allan Poe. Liz takes the lead. All right. Number three.
That's how I do it in my head. I sing it and I go, how would the vibrato sound on that one?
I ran to a place in the open sea where I pledged my life to the sun. Let's start over here with Liz. Liz, is that Heap or Poe?
I'm going to go with Heap on that.
Rich.
I'm screwed because AD didn't go before me. I'll go with Poe.
I'm going to say double Z's. Woo!
50 years.
50 years, double Z's.
We have one. You said Poe?
No, I said Heap.
You said Heap. You said Poe. What do you say?
I got to go Poe on that.
All right. From Blind Eye off the album Magician's Birthday, that is Uriah Heap.
Son of a... I'm winning.
Liz is kicking ass in Heap or Poe with two questions left. You guys cannot win. You can only tie.
I hear that so much.
She came to me one morning, one lonely Sunday morning, her long hair flowing in the midwinter wind. AD, is that...
Oh, midwinter. Heap? That's a Poe word. Mm-hmm.
Is that Heap or... We're going...
Poe.
It's going Poe. Okay, Rich.
Say it again, please.
She came to me one morning, one lonely Sunday morning, her hair... flowing in the midwinter wind.
It's har.
Har.
Har. I'll go with Uriah Heep.
Uriah Heep, Uriah Heep. Liz.
Poe.
Liz says Poe. You said Poe or Heap?
Poe.
You said Poe. Okay, and you said Heap. Okay, so, all right. Well, from Lady in Black from the album Salisbury, that is Uriah Heep. Rich gets the point.
I got one.
AD, you cannot win. You cannot win or tie.
I can't.
Okay, final. Last question.
I was trying to give you a chance.
Another knock in the head, quick.
Here, where a hero fell, a column falls. Here, an eagle glared in gold, a midnight vigil.
More with the midnight. Poe.
That's got to be Poe.
We got Poe, Poe, Rich.
Poe.
From the poem The Colosseum, that is Edgar Allan Poe.
Wow.
And the final score.
Liz.
Liz takes the victory, of course, with 4 out of 5. Great job, Liz. Second place, Rich, with 3. And bringing up the rear.
That's one of my films, one of his movies.
Of course it is. Bringing up the rear is AD with only 2, right?
Yep.
Yes. And let us know how you did there at home or in your car or whatever. Don't text and drive, but let us know.
Nah, go ahead. It's fine.
Drink and drive too.
How'd you do? Did anybody get all 5 right? Because that's what it's going to take to beat Liz. Did anybody get less than 2 right? Because that's the only way you're going to get behind AD's rear.
You savages.
All right. Last thing to do here on this great happy hour number 4. Is AD, you got a happy track, right? What'd you bring for us tonight?
I do. You know, and it was funny because you mentioned the Gallagher thing, and I was thinking maybe I'll just play a cut off that, and I'm going, who wants to hear Gallagher? Like, nobody.
Nobody.
Especially me. So, but then I was thinking in terms of that, like, okay, well, maybe a cool, instead of a musical cut, maybe some interlude thing or something that's not, like, a song necessarily.
Okay.
And I started thinking about stuff, and I went, you know what would be perfect for this? Because you know how I love infectious, like, rats in my room, things that just stick yes. in your head, like those you know, those earworms. I love that. And I don't think there's a better one, Ryan, than The 1975 release, Immoral, Illegal, Immoral, and Fattening, The Sanzini Brothers and the Tibetan Memory Trick.
Beautiful. Flo and fucking Eddie.
I think this is just a great way to close happy hour.
Yes.
Because if you're hammered, let's say you're driving home and the cops pull you over. Can you recite the alphabet backwards? Officer, I can do better than that.
Yes. The Tibetan Memory Trick?
Absolutely.
Now, And say that. I can't even get through four of them.
Yeah, do it while juggling, and you'll never get a DUI, I guarantee you. So this is the Sanzini Brothers intro is Howard Kalin, Mark Volman, of course, it's Flo and Eddie, and Ian Underwood sort of concocted that thing. But the Tibetan Memory Trick is really the baby of Jerry Lewis and Del Moore. Back in the day, they used to call it the announcer's test, and every once in a while, people who were trying to break into the business would write these things that, these tongue twisters. Not only is it for memory, but it's for diction and speed as well, because you had to read things live on radio back then.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could master these tongue twisters, these word gymnastics,
yeah,
then that was the way you would get hired to be a radio announcer. So the baby of Jerry Lewis, and they first did it. Del Moore and Jerry Lewis first did it in 1941 live on Radio Central in New York City. So this is the Sanzini Brothers from Illegal, Immoral, and Fattening, 1975, Columbia Records.
Now, I haven't heard this forever. Let's see how far we can get.
Okay, ready?
I don't know what three is. like one, two. Three is a...
Corpulent porpoise.
Is it corpulent?
Yeah.
Okay.
So ready? One hen, two ducks. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese.
One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese. Four corpulent porpoises. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese. Four corpulent porpoises. Five Macedonians and
men. No, five.
Oh shit!
Five limerick oysters.
Let's let them do it.
What is this? Six pairs of Donald Verzo's tweezers. 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array. Eight. Sympathetic,
we used to know it.
Apathetic old men on
roller skates with a slight propensity towards procrastination and sloth.
Nine, I forget what
denizens
the
of the. It's something about denizens
lyrical,
of the deep.
Lyrical, spherical denizens of the deep.
Yeah. Is it ten?
One.
Is there ten? Is it ten?
There's ten.
Yeah.
All at the same time. So yeah. Let's go.
Let's do this.
Let's see how you do, people out there. This is great.
This is awesome.
This is good fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sanzini Brothers. Gustav, my brother Ripoff, and of course my brother Jackoff. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a trick so precise, so totally emotionally draining, that you can only stand to witness it one time and one time only. If this makes it onto the record, take it off right now. Take your record off if you've heard this more than once. The Tibetan Memory Trick. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Donald Verzo's tweezers, 10 lyrical, spherical, diabolical denizens of the deep, who all clear out the cool and the quibby and the quarry all at the same time! The Sanzini!
Right on. How great is that?
One hand, two ducks. One hand, two ducks, three squawking geese. One hand, two ducks, three squawking geese.
Four corpulent porpoises.
One hand, two ducks. Five corpulent porpoises.
Five.
I think.
Oh, it was.
And the one we left out was the fucking the eight brass monkeys
from the sacred tombs of
ancient,
Egypt.
Ancient sacred crypts of Egypt.
Crypts of Egypt. Yes. Oh my God. So good.
That's fucking great. That's so addicting. Flo and Eddie. How can you not love Flo and Eddie?
I can't get enough of that record.
Right.
It's perfect. It's a perfect Flo and Eddie record. It's crazy.
And the happy hour.
And that officially gets us out of happy hour, right?
Oh, it'll get you off of DUI, I'm telling you. Try it.
That's right. Well, that's a great, fun record, AD, so thank you for playing that one. And I guess it's time to wrap this whole happy hour up. It's last call. You ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
Throw us bums out of here.
That's right. Get out of this shabby road shithole for once and for all. So say goodnight, AD.
Goodnight, AD.
Say goodnight, Rich.
Goodnight.
Say goodnight, Liz.
Goodnight, Liz.
We'll see you guys.
Lock the doors.
We'll see you guys next week on a regular episode. And thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter. And leave us a nice iTunes review if you got the chance. And we'll see you next time. Good night.
A portion of the Shabby Road Record Show is fearlessly brought to you by those crazy bastards at nameonanything.com. Use the promo code SHABBY at checkout and save 10% on your order. nameonanything.com.